A Little Lad of Long Ago. The boy in this story was very fond of reading, but he did not have many books. Find how an interesting book helped him to become a great man. Little Abe hurried home one cold winter evening as fast as his feet could carry him. Perhaps if he had worn stockings and shoes like yours, he could have run faster. But he wore deerskin leggings and heavy shoes of bearskin that his mother had made for him. Such a funny-looking boy he was, hurrying along across the fields. His suit was of warm cloth that his mother had made at home. His cap was made of a coon's skin, and the tail of the coon hung down behind. But if you could have looked into the twinkling blue eyes of this little lad of long ago, you would have liked him at once. In one hand, little Abe held something very precious. It was only a book, but the boy thought more of that book than he would have thought of gold or diamonds. You will know what that book meant to little Abe if you are very fond of reading. Think how it would be to see no books except two or three old ones that you had read over and over until you knew them by heart.